This is not just the Canaanite Babylonian Moloch Baal rituals from thousands of years ago. They brought that all the way up to 2026. More Epstein files have been released, over 3 million of them, in what is said to be the final trove of information that's been collected by law enforcement. Now, whether you believe them or not is a completely different question. But what's been revealed beyond the pages of black box redactions is horrific. It paints a picture of elite society that was once an opinion held by the weird fringe people of the modern world, the paranoid stoners and the doomsday preppers, right? Yeah, not anymore. Now, I haven't gone through all the files, obviously. There's over 3 million of them, but there's a few that have been making the rounds on X this morning. So I thought I'd put together a quick video to highlight the ones that people are speaking about the most. Now, first up, we have some extremely damning statements surrounding the disgraced prince of the British royal family, Prince Andrew, with new images surfacing of him appearing to pin down a young female in a room with other men present. Now, this is following alongside very serious allegations discovered in the newly released files that say the prince was directly involved in the murder of a trafficked girl who had been subjected to torture and then forced an individual called Brian Miller to commit the killing. In one of the emails in the Epstein files, this Brian Miller character is being discussed, with one of his emails being forwarded to a currently unknown recipient. Although it seems clear that these individuals are involved in some form of investigation against Epstein, all we have is the name Wendy, mentioned in the original email with the subject title Ghislaine Maxwell. The email says, "Wendy, no problem at all to include me on Epstein Maxwell notifications going forward, but I wanted to let you know that because of my unit move, the office has transitioned me off of the case and added redacted. So if you wouldn't mind including her on any notifications, please. Thank you, and I hope you're doing all right these days given all of the circumstances." So this individual is responding to someone called Wendy, saying that they're no longer on the case, but to keep them in the Epstein-Maxwell loop. Then we have a follow-up email, presumably from Wendy, talking about this Brian Miller character, saying, "He called me wanting me to give him a secure email address. He is from redacted." Now, even though where Brian is from is redacted, another version of this email was released where this redaction, I have to assume, accidentally was left out. So we can say that this Brian Miller person, whoever they are, is from Buffalo, New York. The next email is from Brian Miller himself, and this is where it gets very disturbing. Brian says, "Back in the 90s, Ghislaine Maxwell recruited a girl for a modeling career. Instead of modeling, she was sold as a slave for sex and torture." I'm sorry, I have to say sex like that just because YouTube is ridiculous and it will demonetize or affect my channel. That's just the way we have to do it on YouTube. So she was sold as a slave for sex and torture. Prince Andrew was an accessory to her death as he tortured her and me to force her murder. I need to get a passport to identify her. I will need someone to contact the passport office to get an expedited passport. So this is all we have on Brian Miller, apparent witness to and, well, accomplice in the murder of a girl who was, according to Brian, being abused at the hands of Prince Andrew of the British royal family, a family who have had several high-profile child abusers as close friends. From Epstein to Jimmy Savile and Rolf Harris, there is a trend here that people seem to ignore. I mean, I personally don't have any friends who are child abusers, but I don't know, maybe that's just me. Another very disturbing reveal was a brief email from Jeffrey Epstein to an unknown recipient, which simply stated, "Where are you? Are you okay? I loved the torture video." To which the unknown recipient responded by saying, "I'm in China. I will be in the US the second week of May." An extremely disturbing email from Jeffrey. Perhaps someone can do some internet sleuthing on high-profile individuals with known connections to Epstein who were in China in April of 2009. We might be able to hone in on who Jeffrey was speaking to. And the thing is, people don't want to know this stuff, and rightly so. It's disgusting and horrific. But these are the decision makers of our planet. We need to listen. We need to hold it down and actually pay attention and push through the disgust. These elites, they have kill rooms. They do pay money to torture people. These are accessible experiences to people at the absolute top of society. And you ask why? I mean, why would anyone want to do this? Well, here's one reason why, and this won't work for everyone, but I guarantee you that this is how some people end up here. Simply through excess. They've had every conventional pleasure that life can offer. Okay, they're billionaires. Nothing's off the table. Skydiving in Saudi Arabia, private island retreats, you know, the most incredible hotels, the most incredible food, the most beautiful women, the most beautiful men. You can have everything and anything. And once you've had everything and anything, in the conventional sense, those pleasures that you and I look towards and think, my God, you know, I'd love to have that experience one day if I'm lucky. You know, going on a private plane or going to a beautiful tropical island getaway. This is average to these people. Boring everyday shit. And so how do they get their kicks? Well, a certain population of these elites want thrills, want excitement, and are willing to go beyond the norm, beyond the expected, beyond the morally acceptable in order to get them. And someone like Epstein would appear in your life as the person who can facilitate these forbidden experiences. And then there are, of course, others who have these proclivities from the get-go and they don't need any excuse to be involved. Then others who may have been tricked, drugged, fooled into thinking someone was older than they are. You know, these are all viable ways that someone could be honeypotted, trapped, compromised, for political or otherwise strategic gain. And then I would say that the deepest layer of all are the occultists who engage fully, willingly, consciously, and with absolute commitment to an agenda that is not one that you would recognize, not one that the average person could understand. This is the layer where if you are not a learned individual on how the architecture of power over thousands of years has developed, you will fall short of understanding. And it's these people that represent the real core of power where decision-making emanates from and filters down through the various structures erected around it that we call institutions and governments and NGOs, etc. Now, there's also a very disturbingly high use in these Epstein files that have come out of the word pizza. Over 900 times the word pizza is used, and it's being used in ways that are very clearly a coded language. This is not about ordering Papa John's. And the thing is, this is another one of those situations where people will have a knee-jerk reaction because of Pizzagate, where the mainstream media did such an incredible job, I have to tip my hat to them, of ridiculing the overall claims, accusations, and evidence surrounding the whole Comet Ping Pong, James Alephantis, child trafficking controversy, which has viable roots, viable, actionable, and disturbing roots into reality, if people bother to look beyond the CNN circus and actually do research. One person I would name in regards to doing that research is Mouthy Buddha, who is no longer really active in doing this particular type of deep diving ever since his entire platform from Twitter to YouTube was destroyed, completely destroyed, after he was getting viral videos, you know, 2 million, 3 million views on YouTube, this is years back, on Pizzagate, on investigating Comet Ping Pong, James Alephantis, the connections to the elite. If you haven't seen Mouthy Buddha's videos on Pizzagate, then you don't really have an opinion to contribute on Pizzagate, quite frankly. You need to look at those videos. If you're one of those people that has a knee-jerk reaction to hearing Pizzagate and goes, oh my God, this is like that QAnon stuff, right? That stupid QAnon MAGA shit. No, it's not. No. That's exactly how they wanted to dress it so that you didn't pay attention. But if you look at people like Mouthy Buddha, who did incredible deep dives, these little mini documentaries that were breaking down all of the various elements of the research and the evidence against these people, it's very, very clear. So I would recommend checking out Mouthy Buddha's material if you haven't done so. That will certainly bring you up to speed and give you a better framework to work with in regards to understanding how this kind of stuff can go on in the modern world and within the modern power structure. This is not just the Canaanite, Babylonian, Moloch, Baal rituals from thousands of years ago. They brought that all the way up to 2026. And the thing is, with Pizza. Pizza is well known. This is not a secret. It's a well-known term used by child abusers to describe children. It's known amongst the abusers and it's known amongst the research community. The only people that don't know about it are the general population because they're mainly stupid and can't connect dots and just regurgitate the mockery of the mainstream. And yet here we are seeing the term pizza being used in extremely weird ways, like this one, for example, saying that the crew really appreciates the pizza today and thank you for letting us do that. Do what? What do you mean, thank you for letting us do that? Eat the pizza? That's a bit weird. Seems like there might be something a little deeper underneath this, but this isn't the only email. Like I said, over 900 times the word pizza is used in the Epstein files. What about this one? What about Jeffrey Epstein, billionaire financier and blackmail network operator, so, you know, a very busy man, being asked to order pizza for Bobby Slayton, with the subject title reading, "Alert, order pizza for Bobby Slayton." So what is Jeffrey Epstein also a DoorDash driver now? Huh? Like, or is it maybe that this is coded language to describe something else, especially since we know that he was a child trafficker? And then we have Jeffrey Epstein in communication. And by the way, this is all just the tip of the iceberg stuff. People are, you know, filtering through the 3 million plus documents as we speak. So this is, you know, this is just 0.1% of what people are starting to highlight and bring up. This is going to be going on for a while, going through these documents and trying to figure out what's actually actionable and what's damning for the social elite. So we have Jeffrey Epstein in communication with Ariane de Rothschild, wherein they're conversing about how their respective families helped Adolf Hitler survive. Very interesting. As you can see, it reads here, Jeffrey Epstein was messaging Ariane de Rothschild and said, "I thought you'd find it amusing that in a Harvard class on Hitler, they told the story of when he was so poor he lived in a shelter for the homeless and destitute that had been financed by three wealthy families, the Gutmans, the Epsteins, and the Rothschilds. It turns out to be accurate." And Ariane de Rothschild responded saying, "First, it turns out to be 100% true. Hitler was selling his clothes and artwork and living in a shelter funded by Jews. Epstein, Rothschild, and Gutmann, no conspiracy. The Epsteins were the Vienna bankers, bought their bank on the ring, hence still Palais Epstein," meaning Palace Epstein. So what do you think, guys? Is this it? Will we see any justice for these crimes? Will the real members of this systemic cult, and it is a cult, of abusers manage to escape the lens of public scrutiny and punishment? Are these files just a distraction from something bigger? I just don't understand. You know, we live in a very strange time. Things are happening so fast. Revelations, realizations, revolutions, re-evaluations. People don't know what to believe anymore. Our leaders are empty shells of humanity, soulless, vapid. Underneath their mundane presence, there appears to be a darker force at work. And every time that we get a peek behind that curtain, it shows us that we don't understand the powers of this world. We, the average people, we barely understand it. Even those of us in the research fields, we barely understand it. Just doing an additional update to this video before I upload it, because there's another thing that I actually forgot to mention, which was a drug list. Well, not just a drug list, a drug menu that was released alongside the rest of the documents in the recent Epstein files drop. And this is the kind of menu that would make Hunter S. Thompson blush. This is how the elites that rule our world, that decide our laws for us, this is how they like to party. So when you go to one of Epstein's house party gatherings or at the hotels, you might be handed a list like this, where you can buy cocaine, you can get ketamine, DMT, LSD blotter packs, Xanax, Valium, Clonopin, Percocet, Vicodin, I don't even know how to pronounce this one, Dilidide Hydromorphone, Oxycodone, Oxycontin, Opanoxymorphone, Methadone, Morphine, Adderall, Dexedrine, Dronabinol, MDMA, Ecstasy, and even Erectile dysfunction tablets. Well, of course, I'm sure a lot of Epstein's old buddies would certainly need use of those pills. But isn't it just an incredible thing to see how the upper echelons of society like to enjoy their downtime with menus of drugs that you can just order from 6 p.m. to midnight, apartment and hotel only, and there's discounts below. But what is clear is there is a battle within each of us, within humanity, between light and dark, between good and evil, between the ego and the absolute. A battle within us that manifests in our wider reality. And all we can do as individuals is learn to bring more love, more joy, more happiness, more hope into this world, because that is what the world needs. It really needs it more now than ever.